Do you like your music sick? Sounding like it's disease. Blowing up on your speakers like the zit you just squeezed. Am I being way too rapid? Do you feel at ease? Then open up and say ah, cause this is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please.
Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
And welcome! If you haven't figured it out by listening to the theme, this is Cheese Please, your weekly dose of the wacky, warped, and weird with none other than Snarf Dude Smythe.
And I'm Jane Doe.
Jane Doe, sure. You don't end up in...
You need to be
what?
Bob Smith.
Bob Smith.
And I'm going to be Jane Doe.
Jane Doe.
And we have to call the show something other than Cheese. I'm telling you.
Is there
if you even mention what we're playing this week, we're going to disappear.
Is there a reason behind this? I missed the memo.
I don't want those Area 51 men to come after us. They've deleted every other mention of the Moonatics on the internet.
We're playing the Moonatics this week, and what's the big deal?
I can't find anything on the internet about the Moonatics.
Oh, really?
Nothing.
Oh, well.
The Area 51 people have erased it all.
I don't know what to tell you, but we'll be playing the Moonatic album a little later on, as well as Jack Palance in the Celebrity Slip Up.
Jack Palance is okay.
Mr. Heavy, Mr. What? He was in that movie with Billy Crystal. What was that one?
Blazing Saddles?
Thank you. No, it wasn't that. Well, maybe it was. I don't remember.
The one where they were cowboys?
Google it.
No, I'm not Googling anything. I'm telling you, the Google's out to get me right now.
Okay. Anyway, on the Celebrity Slip Up, we have Jack Palance coming up on the show. The Moonatics shortly, but we're starting off with... Oh, here come the emails for this one. A set from The Magic Organ.
Because he just tickles those keys.
And we're out to collect every Magic Organ album that was ever put out.
But and we're getting close.
We're getting close. We haven't played these songs yet that I can remember, so we're playing them now. Boogie Woogie coming up shortly. But we're starting off with Peppermint Polka right here on...
It's Not Really Cheese Please, and we're not really Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Four out of five doctors from the Quack Institute agree.
This show will rock your mind.
Lay on me to
I do? Draw you a picture?
Cheese, please.
None other than the Magic Orion.
Maybe that will scare away the Area 51 people.
I don't know.
That, they'll know that we have nothing to do with anything like the lunatics.
You know what, Daffodil? I really would love to drive up at the corner of a stoplight and hear one of those car stereos just blasting that. I really would. Maybe we can put like outdoor speakers on the van and try that. Just a thought. Just the look on people's faces, you know? You usually hear that.
Just the look on my face right
just,
now.
Well, that too. But, I mean, ultimately, just think about it. Because most of those guys play rap music and boom, 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 boom. So imagine the Boogie Woogie there song just, like, blasting at the corner.
Well,
just a thought.
I will tell you that when I was going to university,
yes,
I used to ride on the transit system in the city where I was going to university.
Yes.
And I had one of those little Walkman kind of things.
Yes.
Cassette one.
Yes.
And I would play The Phantom of the Opera.
Okay.
Really, really loud.
Okay.
With the headphones that people could actually hear what I'm listening to.
Yes.
People would actually get up and move to another seat rather than sit next to me because I was listening to opera.
Opera! Oh!
But not opera. It was Phantom of the Opera.
Opera's too good for our show. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Jane Doe.
Oh, yes, I'm Bob Smith.
You're Bob Smith. I'm Jane Doe. This is not Cheese, Please.
And this is Bob Smith with the tin foil hat.
I knew you were going to take that. We only have one tin foil hat.
You want the tin foil hat? I can pass
no,
it over.
No, because I can't wear it with the ponytail and
well,
the headphones.
I get the tin... Just.
You have to have no hair like you to wear the tin foil hat.
I know, it doesn't sound like tin foil, but I'm just trying to put it on here. It's just... Okay, there we go.
It just doesn't go well with the headphones.
No, it doesn't. I gotta put the headphones under and I look totally ridiculous. I'm looking, oh my gosh.
You're wearing a tinfoil hat. Of course you look totally ridiculous.
Yeah, okay, let's just play some Moonatic songs. We can't
well,
really...
We have to talk about the Moonatics first.
Well, talk about them then.
I spend hours and hours scouring the interwebs looking for information about the Moonatics. Because, you know, it's a cute little album and... You would think there would be all kinds of stuff about it.
No.
I found one thing.
Really?
One. In the huge interweb. One thing.
One's better than none.
It's a concept album where they travel to Earth in order to meet and sing to a small girl.
Oh.
Nothing about how they survive in the moon's harsh environment.
Okay.
Nothing about how they could fly a spacecraft when they have no arms.
Okay.
And they never made a second album, so we don't know what happened to them. I think they're locked up in Area 51.
Well, nothing would surprise me on this show, so let's just play some moonatic music.
Yes, let's hear some music from the balls of fluff who sing nursery rhymes in squeaky voices.
Well, we got, did you ever see a moonatic coming up shortly by the Moonatics? But we're starting off, but hey, what a better way to start off by Meet the Moonatics by the Moonatics, right here on...
It's Not Cheese Please, and we're not Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
No, of course not. No, it's, I like my hat, okay? Yeah.
A spaceship has just landed here on Earth. And look, there are strange little visitors from outer space aboard. Here they are climbing out of the spaceship. Why, they're funny-looking little fellows. Only a foot or so high. They have long, hairy bodies. One is red. Oh, another one's orange. And look at that, the other one's black. And just look at those big, glassy eyes. I wonder what they're called. Wait, there's a name painted on the side of their spaceship. It says, Moonatics. That must be their names. Yes, they're called Moonatics. Shh. They're coming this way. Let's listen. Seymour number two. Yes? What is it, Seymour number one? I believe we've landed on a planet called Earth. Oh, good. Now let's try to find some Earth people and make friends with them. It gets very lonely traveling in space. Now it's time to find some friends to talk and play with. What's the matter, Seymour number three?
Oh, I don't know. I'm afraid. Everywhere we go, people just chase us away. Well, they laugh at us and say we're funny looking. I don't think we'll ever find any friends.
Don't be silly. Is that any way for a moonatic to talk? Come on, we must be brave. Now let's march along and find someone to talk to.
Did you ever see a moonatic? A moonatic, a moonatic. Did you ever see a moonatic? Go this way and that. Go this way and that way. And this way and that way. Did you ever see a moonatic? Go this way and that. Did you ever see a moonatic? A moonatic, a moonatic. Did you ever see a moonatic? Turn this way and that. Turn this way and that way. A moonatic, a moonatic. Did you ever see a moonatic? Bow this way and that. Bow this way and that way. And this way and that way. Did you ever see a moonatic? Bow this way and that. Raise this hand and that hand. And this hand and that hand. Did you ever see a moonatic?
Is an important part of everybody's daily balanced musical diet.
The full fat, you get the full flavor. It's a good cheese.
Cheese!
Look! I see a little Earth girl over there. Let's go over and talk to her. Careful now. Don't frighten her. Hello, little girl.
Oh my, how cute and colorful you three little fellows are. Tell me, who are you?
Three little moonatics, we're lots of fun, we fly around in space a lot, to try and make friends as we haven't got. Did you ever see such a thing in your life as three little moonatics, we're lots of fun. We're lots of fun. We can roll our eyes and sound like a duck. And if you like, eyes will bring me good luck. Did you ever see such a thing in your life? From three little lunatics.
Yes, we're lunatics. And we've come all the way from the moon to make new friends. Are you afraid of us?
Why, no. You're so small and you have such big eyes and pretty colored hair. My name is Joan. What's yours?
Some of us used to be called Irving. But it was very confusing. So we all decided on Seymour.
You're all named Seymour? I think that's cute. But tell me, what do you do?
Why, we can do anything. I can make my eyes shine in the dark. Oh, yes. And I can comb my hair and make myself look like a broom.
And I paint my toenails red. And I can bring you good luck.
Really? Are you lunatics lucky? Just like a lucky charm?
Yes, that's it. For example, if you lift your left foot, you'll find a nickel under it. Isn't that lucky?
Why, you're right. There is a nickel under my foot. Now, while I'm finding things, I wonder if I'll be able to find the storybook that I lost just a little while ago.
What's that you're sitting on there? Is that what you call a book?
Yes, it is. My, how lucky it is to have a lunatic around. You've helped me to find my storybook of fairy tales.
Fairy tales? What are fairy tales?
Fairy tales are stories about the wonderful world of make-believe, and they're lots of fun.
If they're lots of fun, then let's read some. We've traveled a long way, and now it's time to have some fun.
Okay, then you read me a story. I just love the funny way you lunatics talk.
Why, of course, Joan. Now let's see.
Well, there's the three bears, the three little pigs, Beauty and the Beast.
Okay, let me read the first story.
Oh, come on, let me read one. I think I'll read this one about the three bears.
And that's where it ends.
That's because Joan was actually the agent from Area 51.
Oh, I don't know.
And she's captured them and locked them in a box and makes them read fairy tales and sing songs. And I mean, they sing about their arms. I've seen the pictures. They have no arms. How can they clap? And how can they raise their hands?
And that was the lunatics meet little girl. And little girl is Joan, apparently, who sounds like she's reading off a script.
And does not sound like any little girl I've ever met. Unless she's like, you know, in her little middle ages.
I am so afraid. I don't know what to say to lunatic. It's like, And before that we had Did You Ever See a Lunatic by the Lunatics and Meet the Lunatics by the Lunatics. Only one album. We don't know much about it. And we think somebody's actually doing something about that online. At least Daffodil's possessed this week about that.
I'm telling you.
My name is Bob Smith with this crazy...
You've got the tinfoil hat on to protect your brain.
I'm just hitting the microphone. It's getting in the way. And that is who? You're Jane Doe, right?
Yes.
And this is not Cheese Please, so it doesn't matter.
So this is not going to be a celebrity slip-up.
Oh, yes, it is. I'm not trying to stay away from that, Daffodil.
All right, fine. Do it.
Jane Doe?
Yes, just do it.
Sorry, Jane Doe. Let's do it, yeah.
And now it's time for the Cheese Please.
And on this... Whoa!
I'm telling you, they're trying to find us. They're using that detector. It's a good thing we're moving.
What the heck was that?
It's the Area 51 people trying to track us down.
No, it's technical glitches, Daffodil. It's not the Area 51
people. That's what they tell you.
I mean, really, you're just doing this paranoia thing. Now you'll be talking to that guy on the radio about, what was that guy's name that was some of the alien stuff?
I always feel like somebody's watching me.
No, that's Rockwell. That's not the guy that actually is
anyway,
on the radio talking.
What are we doing on the slip-up? You're getting distracted.
I know. Jack Palance, who did many things. He played the heavy. He was in the... I don't know.
He played a lot of bad guys.
Yeah. Put it that way. This is a record he put out in the late 60s. The Meanest Guy That Ever Lived.
Which is not on Cheese Please.
I'm the meanest guy that ever lived. I spit when others cry. A gun on each hip, a snarl on my lip, and I laugh when the buzzards die. I laugh when the buzzards die. Well, I grew up mean and I grew up tough, and I fought my way through the trap. The top was my goal, so I cheated and stole, and everybody else took the rap, 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 yeah, everybody else took the rap. And then I went off to the promised land, where the banks were loaded with gold. I stole me a bunch, and the town felt the crunch of the bad man, ugly and bold. Of the bad man, ugly and bold. Pretty soon that town was mine. There was nothing they could do. I ruled like a king, and they all did my thing, 'cause the foot was in the other shoe, shoe, shoe. 'Cause the foot was in the other shoe. Well, the years rolled by, and I grew old. I'd had me a wife or three. I was filthy rich when some son of a witch came looking for gold that belonged to me. For gold that belonged to me. Well, he stuck up a bank, and then he stuck up two, and my town was free of crime. So I strapped on my gun, said goodbye to my sons, and went off to defend what was mine, mine, mine. Off to defend what was mine. And there he stood, all dressed in black. His drawl was from the south. I could tell he was good from the way that he stood, and the words that came out of his evil mouth. Yeah, the words that came out of his mouth. I'm the meanest guy that ever lived. I spit when others cry. A gun on each hip, a snarl on my lip, and I laugh when the buzzards die. I laugh when the buzzards die. Well, he sounded so much like the younger me, I smiled when I heard him brag. But I knew with one blast he'd breathe his last, and I'd go on home to my kids and my hag. Back to my beautiful hag. Well, I went for my gun, and he drew his, and the sound was a deafening roar. Then he started to laugh. I tried to laugh, and I tried all the way to the barroom floor. Yeah, I tried all the way to the floor. I was the meanest guy that ever lived. I spat when others cried. I did one thing wrong. I lived too long. And I laughed when the wrong man died. Yeah, I laughed when I should have cried.
Jeez, please, with none other than Jack Palance.
That's a threeper. Music, artist, and lyrics, all by Jack Palance.
Yeah, believe it. I wish the quality was a little better, but still, it's a great song. The meanest guy that ever died. Or no,
ever
never
lived.
Sorry. I can't read. I get caught up in the ending there. My name is Snarf Dude.
Or so you claim to be. And
Daffodil,
my name is
come on.
Daffodil,
come on. I mean,
or at least I'm pretending to be.
I don't care if the aliens are trying to get it for the Moonatics album. It's just, I give up.
It's not the aliens. It's the government agents.
Oh, aliens, government agents. It's all just one big mess. Art Bell radio show.
Exactly.
It's just really, I don't need that whole Art Bell conspiracy thing. I remembered his name while we were playing the record. It's like, yeah, that's that Art Bell guy.
All right, fine.
And I don't want to get into that. It's just enough of this. I know you can't find anything with the Moonatics online, but you know what? We found it. We found something.
We had the song.
We had something. We had the album.
So they have no arms.
We don't know exactly who they are. They have no arms, but they make fun songs. And they sound a lot like Chipmunks.
Yeah.
You could say that. Come on. Come on, you
all
can
right,
say
fine.
That.
They kind of sound a little bit like Chipmunks.
Just a bit.
Trying to cash in on the whole Chipmunk thing.
Exactly. Anyway, we're pretty much Oh, wow, it went pretty quick.
It does. You better do your thing or you're going to run out of time.
Okay, I guess stand back here. Don't try this at home, you know. You know, all the stereo stuff.
Faster.
There.
All right, what'd you get?
I got a 78.
What's on it?
The Prince's Orchestra. Really scratchy, too. We're going to hear scratches.
Scratches are always good.
And the Old Homestead.
That'll definitely put anyone who's trying to track us down off the trail.
The year was 1914.
All right.
Until next week, folks.
Thanks for joining us for this week's shenanigans. I promise you we'll have something interesting again next week.
Thought you were going to say something there. Goodbye!
Thank you.
wrapping up another weekly episode of the Wacky, the Warped, and the Weird. Cheese Please was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog, but produced each week by Snarf Dude and Daffodil for Scott Snail and Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, reminding you, it's great you can be happy, but it's nowhere as fun as being cheesy.